Members of the Paul O'Sullivan Band include Paul O'Sullivan, Paul O'Sullivan, Paul O'Sullivan, and wait, come on, not B.J. Litterman, who writes our theme music, but Paul O'Sullivan. Back in 2016, Paul O'Sullivan, who's originally from Baltimore, decided to look for namesakes on Facebook. He eventually connected with three other Paul O'Sullivans, who all happened to be musicians, and they formed a long-distance band. In addition to Baltimore Paul, there's Pennsylvania Paul, Manchester, England Paul, and Rotterdam Paul from the Netherlands. Last month, this internet band that has never been in the same room together released its first collection of mostly covers, and it's called Internet Famous, a retrospective EP. Going, baby. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. We're joined now by Baltimore Paul O'Sullivan and Pennsylvania Paul O'Sullivan. Mr. O'Sullivan and Mr. O'Sullivan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. This is awesome.
It's a great pleasure to be with you, Scott.
Well, by the way, my middle name is Sullivan. So if you, you know, if you ever find a place for me, maybe I could slip in. Mr. O'Sullivan in Baltimore, how'd you find all these musicians with the same name?
So I had a friend of mine who had met his name twin. And that got the wheels kind of spinning in my mind. Like, I wonder what my name twins are up to. So there was one night where I was just indiscriminately adding a bunch of other Paul O'Sullivans on Facebook. And a week or two went by, and then some of their posts start showing up on my feed. And it's like, wait a minute, we're all musicians.
Pennsylvania Paul O'Sullivan, did you think this was nuts?
Well, here's the thing, Scott. I'm an identical twin. I've always been called Peter, which is my identical twin's brother. To find another Paul O'Sullivan, I was like, in gravy. This was just great stuff. And I've traveled all over the world. I've never met another Paul O'Sullivan. It was just irresistible.
Boy, what kind of musician are you? A great one, I'm sure. But I meant, what's your specialty?
Full disclosure, I'm an amateur musician. I learned piano when I was a child, and I've always loved music. And when he contacted me, I said, well, how are we going to fit me in if you guys, you know, I'm not a professional musician. He said, well, we need a percussionist. You can never have too much cowbell. And the two of us, he's a music teacher. So he's been, actually, all three of them have taken me under their wing. And we're working it out.
Wow. Baltimore Paul O'Sullivan, you've never been in the same room, all of you together, right? How do you get the chemistry together for recording?
Actually, Pennsylvania Paul and I have met in person, but we're the only two out of the entire band that I've ever met in person. But as for making it all come together with the music, it's really like this organic process where me and Rotterdam Paul were kind of kicking song demo ideas back and forth to each other. And after that, we kind of kicked it over to Manchester Paul to add a kind of a groovy bass line over it. And then we got Pennsylvania Paul to add some percussion. And it's just like the process works so well that we're like, why don't we just replicate that? So that's what we did. And it's been wild because so many radio stations up and down the East Coast have been playing our song. Like, I have an interview in New Zealand. It's just been so wild. And like, we don't even have a record label or a manager. It's just kind of taking on a life of its own.
Well, let's hear some of your music. This is a single about long-distance relationships called Namesake. I love the line, "We've grown so fond across the pond."
That was kind of a double meaning there where I was imagining kind of this romantic couple that are in this long-distance relationship being spread, you know, different continents with the Atlantic Ocean in the middle. And then, but it's true to us, too, because there's two of us in America and two of us in Europe, and just some of the difficulties that come with a long-distance relationship, even from a logistical standpoint.
This is Pennsylvania Paul. I want to add to that. Right after he met us, Baltimore Paul came down with very serious, life-threatening illnesses. And it really threatened his life, our dream, but it solidified our friendship. We really sort of rallied around Paul because he had this dream, and yet he was really hitting a big bump in the road. And he came through it, and we were just very elated that it was going to be on again. And the pandemic hit, right? COVID. And yet we had already sort of been through, tested by the fire, whether we were going to be a band or not. And we soldiered through. And what Baltimore Paul's goal was is to end 2020. You know, everybody was saying, oh, I can't wait to get over 2020. Our view was we were going to end 2020 on a high note, not a low note.
Baltimore Paul O'Sullivan, you're feeling better. You're a music instructor.
Yes.
And Pennsylvania Paul?
I'm mostly retired, I guess, or unemployed. I'm not sure which is which.
And I'm told Manchester Paul's a former college lecturer who now works in public health. And Paul O'Sullivan in Rotterdam, oh, God bless, is a grief counselor.
Yeah. They're really dear, dear people.
Absolutely. We hit the name twin lottery with these guys.
Paul O'Sullivan of Baltimore, Paul O'Sullivan of Pennsylvania, both members of the four-member Paul O'Sullivan Band. Gentlemen, thanks so much for speaking with us, and may you keep making beautiful music together.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure.